The Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team over at touringplans.com. We love packing for that next Disney vacation, and we get our sunscreen, our swimming trunks, our favorite shoes so that we can make it around the parks. But one thing that you can't forget to pack is a premium subscription to touringplans.com. And you might say, Mike, how can I do that? I can't physically hold it. Well, you know what? It gives you information right there on your smartphone, which will be in your hand a lot during your vacation. And what it's going to do, it's going to turn that smartphone into a device that gives you information to steer clear of the crowds and see the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World or Disneyland vacation. You'll be a hero to your family because they're going to wonder, you know, what is that smartphone telling you? How do we always know the right way to go? And you'll know because you have a premium subscription to touringplans.com. You'll also have tools to use before you leave home, and it's going to make your next vacation awesome. So check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 844 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Thanks again for checking in, starting another week with us here by downloading the Be Our Guest Podcast. And again, thank you so much for the love we're getting over on iTunes. Thank you so much for those reviews and ratings. That is the best way for us to grow the show. And, you know, you always ask, how can we help out the show? That is one of the biggest ways you can do that. So thank you so much for doing that. Please continue to drop by iTunes and spread the love. We really appreciate that. So today, again, it's a Monday. It's time to do a trip report. And we're going to go back to the heat of last summer because it's spring here. You know, we're getting ready to, in a couple months, it'll be warm most places and we'll be in the summer state of mind. At least I will, since I'm a teacher. I can't wait. Not that I'm counting down the days already, but I am. But we're going to have a good time talking about a fun trip with a veteran friend of the podcast. He's been on before, and we're glad to have him back. We have Bob, and he goes by Monorail Bob over on the forums. How's it going tonight, Bob?
Great, Mike. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, anytime. Love talking Disney with you because you have a Disney family, do you not?
Oh, yeah. No, we all love going down. You know, Ginger's a great, big fan. The two of us are always talking Disney, and kids are also. And, you know, Kaylin, Kristen are now 20, and Kelly's now 17, and Brian 14.
Man. So that's cool, though, because your family has really grown up with, you know, going to the Disney destinations, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been first time we went was 2004. So, yeah, it's been 11 years now. So it's been a good time, and everybody's still enjoying it. And I mean, Kaylin, Kristen, they're 20, but they've been going down the last couple of years either by themselves or with some friends. And so even without us, they're enjoying it, which is nice.
You raised them right, I guess you could say.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll have to see what Paige does. You know, she's 18 now, heading off to Mizzou in the fall, but you know, I guess I'm going to be proud when she takes that first Disney trip without us. I guess I never thought about it till just now when you said that. But I guess, you know what? I'm sure she'd want to take some of her friends down there and show, you know, because she knows the place like the back of her hand. You know, we turned her loose when she was 14 during the race weekends with Hannah. So, you know, I never thought about that. The kids actually going on their own. But, I mean, was that, how did you feel about that the first time? Because, I mean, I know you want to be there because it's a place you love. But what's that like?
We encouraged it, you know. For them going away their first time, you know, like you said, they know it like the back of their hand. So it was great just having them go down to a place they know, they enjoy, and as parents, we felt safe. You know, they knew the place, they knew, you know, from the airport, they knew how to do Magical Express, get to the resort, get to the parks, go around. So, you know, they loved it. They felt a sense of freedom, and they got to enjoy, you know, something they love with us, but also that they got to enjoy, you know, just the two of them.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Paige was thinking about going, you know, for senior year, going to spring break with a bunch of friends. And we threw, you know, Walt Disney World out there. We're like, we'll pay for you to go down, you know, and have a good time at your senior year. Because, you know, as a parent, you're like scared to death that she'll end up like at Daytona Beach or something. You know, it's like, absolutely. It's all, you know, or like the place down in Texas. I can't remember right now.
Yeah,
South Padre Island or something. I don't want his dad. No, let's go to Walt Disney World. There's a lot worse. there's a lot worse place you could go there. So anyway, yeah, we'll see what happens when she makes it down there. I'm sure it'll happen. But let me ask you this, because you said you kind of started with around 2004, and that's the same thing for me. And, you know, I'm kind of waxing nostalgic here today and thinking about things. And, you know, that's about 11 years now. And can you imagine, like, when you started that first trip you went down in 2004, how many things have changed? I mean, just things that kind of blow you away. Like in 2004, nobody knew about My Disney Experience or FastPass Plus, or do you not agree it was such a different time even just, you know, 11 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the first time we went down, I mean, it was mid-November, and the parks were so quiet going down that time of year. And, you know, now in November, they know how to fill the parks. So it's, there's different attractions, but it's also just, you really need to know your way around better, too, and do your homework.
Yeah, and I mean, even back then, this technology, for example, you know, I've been the last couple days, it's amazing because, I mean, this was obviously pre-Twitter, pre-Facebook and all that stuff. And like today I'm watching people, you know, using that Periscope app on Twitter, and I'm watching, you know, people at the Flower Garden Festival, people just walking around Walt Disney World. I mean, I just remember back in like 2003, 2004, 2002, if I got a new guidebook from the library, that was like my connection to Walt Disney World. I could never imagine, or like getting the new DVD the VHS tape, the planning tape. But I mean, nowadays it's like literally you can see what's going on instantly, and it's a different time. It's pretty neat.
Oh yeah. No, you know, everybody's using their different apps or their iBook stuff that they have, so it's definitely much different than just with the Birnbaum books and stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. Because I mean, you know, in a way, like it's a double-edged sword though to me, because I remember that, man, you know, like when you got there, you hadn't literally seen Walt Disney World since your last trip. But I mean, like today, you know, I can tell you, like I've been on Twitter, I've seen, you know, streaming video and, you know, probably 500 pictures of what every park looks like today. So, yeah. I mean, it's great to have that connection, but also I think it made it more special when you really never got to see it, you know, except for between, you know, when you got back.
Right. No, there's different, you know, there's plus and minuses with everything. And, you know, you got to keep moving forward, I guess.
Yeah, good point. All right, and let's do that with the show, and let's talk about your trip. Just kind of get into it. And you guys were down last August, so tell us about where you stayed and the planning of the trip and why you guys headed down that time of year.
Sure. I mean, we're down from the 12th to 21st of August, and we were down at Bay Lake Tower in a two-bedroom standard view. And that it's typically been the time of year we go It works out good for the family with different summer activities, and it's also, you know, I mean, we overlapped a few days, but usually DVC points drop around on the 16th of August, so we try to get as much as we can after that point to maximize our DVC points.
So a two-bedroom at Bay Lake Tower. I can only imagine being a guy that, you know, I feel like I'm splurging when I'm staying at Riverside instead of Pop Century. So,
yeah.
so tell us about, you know, what is that? Because, you can't get more in the middle of the magic as Disney would sell it. You know, I mean, you're right there. Your next-door neighbors was Space Mountain. So, you know, how'd that go?
Yeah, no. Bay Lake, I mean, it's a great place to be at. I mean, you're within, it's less than a 10-minute walk to Magic Kingdom. There's so much activity. Bay Lake itself, I find pretty quiet, but yet, you know, there's so much hustle and bustle in the general area. But the accommodations itself is great. You know, it's about 1,100 square feet. It's, you know, three bathrooms with six of us, and four women. That works great. In the summer, you know how it is. The summer, you know, you're using the showers quite often. So, you know, to be able to kind of keep that moving along, that helps a lot.
Yeah. Remember, I'm the only guy in the household here, so I feel your pain.
Right. So you're going down to the pool sometimes, and yeah,
that's right.
Showers over there, yeah.
That's totally it. It's like
that's yeah.
Can we schedule it? Can I squeeze a 15-minute shower in? You know, sometime in the next 3 hours, please. Yeah, that's funny. So yeah. Now, do the kids, have any say in like where you guys stay? Because I only have the two daughters. Your family's a little bit bigger, and they're a little bit older. So they have more background, and I don't think you probably have anything as formal as like a family meeting, but when it's time for that next Disney trip and everybody can make it, how do you get together to decide on accommodations, or how's that go?
We don't quite get together. We kind of say what we're thinking, Ginger and I, as far as what different places we're thinking about, and they're pretty much on board with where we're going. So, all the places that we've stayed, they've loved, and BLT, Bay Lake it's just works out really nice. They enjoy being, walking distance to Magic Kingdom, one stop on the monorail to Epcot, to TTC and to Epcot, and, having Contempo and Chef Mickey's and everything right there. So.
Sold.
It works out really nice.
I'm ready. Next vacation, give me a holler, Bob. I'm hopping in with you guys.
There's a little room there, too. Yeah.
let me just tell you, you said 1,100 square feet. That's bigger than my house. Yeah. So I can make do. So anyway, so let's talk about some of this fun stuff you did. Of course, you have great accommodations. You're right there, able to take advantage of two parks, literally either a monorail ride away or just steps away. So how'd you spend your time while you were there?
Yeah, We had it, it was definitely more heavily towards Magic Kingdom and Epcot, and we probably used our, wherever we stay, we kind of probably keep our dining a little closer to those areas. The first day we were down there so early, we had a 6 o'clock flight and we were at Bay Lake around 10:30. So,
wow.
The room wasn't ready, which you wouldn't expect it to be at 10:30 in the morning. We went into Magic Kingdom. We had an early lunch at Tony's, and did a few rides, Seven Dwarfs, and Under the Sea, and our room was ready early. So we kind of got started there, and just enjoyed and just had a nice lunch. The rest of the family enjoyed the Festival of Fantasy parade. I actually. Once I hear the room's ready, I want to get back and check it out and get settled. So I actually, but the nice part is, like I said, 7 to 10 minute walk. So, I could just walk back easily and I start getting unpacked and, we have our garden grocery order and we just, get everything settled and we still have a lot of day in front of us.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, Garden Grocer, because we get a lot of questions on the Wednesday shows about, hey, we need to get some groceries. We need to tell. Do you recommend that service? How does it work out for you?
Yeah, no, we highly recommend it. We've used it since 2008, and it's more expensive than your local grocery store, but it's not horrible expensive, and it's they've always been right on with. They get the groceries on time. It's really easy to navigate their website. If you don't see something on there that you want, you email them and they get it. So it really works out nice. You get a couple of cases of spring water because you go down in the summer too. So mm-hmm. how much water you down in the summer. So you do that and you just get all breakfast stuff and. You don't want to do too much cooking, but kind of a quick breakfast in the morning at the room helps get started. So,
well, yeah, and you have those accommodations where that is very easy in a DVC unit.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So you do that. You do laundry. You get your laundry detergent stuff like that. It just works out so easy for that.
Good to hear. So that first day though, you guys said you caught a flight at 6 a.m. So I'd imagine the first day is not really. How would I describe this? Not really like day one, because it's almost, to me, it would seem to me almost like a bonus day, because I would imagine that come the evening time, you guys are pretty tired, because I guess you would have to get up 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah. No, we're out of the house by 4 o'clock, so we're up by 3 anyways.
And you can sleep that night anyway,
Yeah, no, we were up anyway. Right. You don't sleep that good, and you know, so, I mean, you know, we got back. We had a little swim in the afternoon, and we went back to the park for a little while, you know, rode Big Thunder. We had a fast pass for that, you know, had dinner, you know, and then we headed back kind of early back to the resort. But, you know, we catch wishes, you know, from Top of the World Lounge. We did that a lot of times, you know.
That's the way to do it right there. You're doing it right.
So, yeah, you can, I mean, again, using where your accommodations are to figure out how you're doing your day. And, you know, you're already back there. So, you know, you go to the lounge or you go to the observation deck. So, you know, because you can either go inside or outside. You don't have to go in and have a drink. You can just go outside and watch wishes, and they pipe in the music. And, you know, you can watch from there, and then, you know, just take the elevator back down to your room, and you know, you're back in your room at 10:20, you know?
That's a lot better than try to catch the bus back to Pop Century, let me just tell you. That's a tough one, boy. After wishes, you got the 1,000,008 people trying to get on the bus to the All-Stars. I've been there many times. You're definitely
winning.
I mean,
and if we're not staying at Bay Lake, it's not as often that we catch wishes. So, like I said, we do use where we're staying to dictate that a lot.
Great tip. You guys are veterans. You know how it goes. So let's talk, you know, briefly about some more experiences from inside the parks, and then we'll kind of shift gears here in a minute to dining.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're kind of, you know, getting going more, you know, kind of a lot more with the FastPass Plus. And, you know, we'd used it once before in October the prior year, 2013, for the test period. And, so, you know, we had all, you know, at 60 plus days out, we had that all lined up. And for the most part, it worked out well. You know, it's still taking some adjustment, you know, to get used to it. But we did well with it. You know, we got all the big rides that we wanted. We had no problem with Seven Dwarfs or, the kids are a little older, so we're not doing a lot of the character meet and greets. That might get a little tougher.
Yeah.
So it wasn't quite as bad, and the schedule and times was pretty good.
Now, did you guys typically schedule the fast passes like early in the day, late in the day? What was your strategy with setting them up?
Yeah, for the most part, it was later in the day. That's actually got changed somewhat this summer. You know, for the most part, I mean, we're rope drop people, so we're at the park at 8:30, and you don't usually need it the first 2 hours. But a lot of times we jump parks, but we found it a little tough sometimes figure out if we definitely want to be at that park each night, you know. And sometimes we did used to like to mix it up. You know, we might have thought about going to this park, but want to switch it. And then when you have the FastPass Pluses for one park, you know, you kind of feel like you're married to go into that park.
Yep.
So we'll probably got to switch it up a little more this summer when that comes up.
Yeah, I was kind of the same. You know, what we did was we would just set the fast passes for the evening, and like you said, rope drop the park in the morning, get as much done as we could, go back and swim, and then have fast passes going into the evening, and we'd do that at the park where we were having dinner, if it was, or you know, a resort nearby. And it worked out well for us, but I understand, you know, people want to use that third rolling fast passes that come beyond the three. So I think, you know, there's not really a right or wrong answer, but I do love hearing people's feedback because it helps me plan a better trip.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I hope at some point it gets to the point that you can pick which fast pass, that you can jump parks with the fast passes. So say maybe grab one in the morning and two in the evening at a different park, you know, and plan it out that way, because that would probably work perfect for us.
I agree. I think that's the next step. I totally think that, because again, like you said, the way it is right now, I think you put it well, that you're kind of married to that park and you're in your mind because you're trying to set up the perfect day. Because again, you know, we can't be as spontaneous. I mean, there's still some spontaneity to be had in the parks. Don't get me wrong, because you only have three fast passes. There's still lots of other things to do that you can discover, but you know, I think mentally we go in saying this is Magic Kingdom day, you know, because I do, you know, I say, okay, it's Magic Kingdom morning and it's studios in the evening, and it's, you know, and that's how I look at it. And it makes it really hard to kind of deviate from that because of my mindset going into the day.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk dining here, because everybody loves to hear some good dining reviews, because that's what everybody's doing 180 days out. We're on that app. We're getting those dining reservations. So any hits or misses from this trip for dining?
Yeah, no, I mean, we had a lot of good dining experiences. A lot of our favorites, you know, we definitely had our annual at Hoop-De-Doo review, and we just love going there. That's always kind of the highlight evening of the trip. There's just good food, a lot of fun. It's corny humor, but it keeps us enjoying it. We tried Tuska House for the first time over at Animal Kingdom, so we had that for lunch, and that was great. The kid, you know, everybody really enjoyed that a lot. The food was good, the character interaction was good. So it's not scheduled for this year, but it will be, you know. But that's again because of where we're staying. But we'll be sure to get back there probably the year after. But that was really, really enjoyable. The kids actually, one night that we went, Ginger and I went out and just kind of popped around, and we went just for drinks and appetizers over at
I'm trying to think. The California Grill.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good thing Pam isn't on here with us.
Yeah. So the kids went over to Beaches and Cream, which I haven't been at still. So they went there. They enjoyed their dinner there.
Wait. Did you just say you've never been to Beaches and Cream?
Never been to Beaches and Cream.
No. Bob, that's a crime. That's a crime. You got to get over there.
Yeah. And people keep saying, you know, why you keep going back to Disney, you know, and you still find there's so many things you still haven't done, right?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you're missing out on one of the top five things down just in my, oh, man, you just broke my heart, Bob. Now, yeah. I can't believe you haven't been there. That kills me.
Yeah. You know, we will get there sometime. I mean, there's still a lot of things on our list to do.
When I come down with you the next trip and we stay at Bay Lake Towers, I'm buying you a No Way Jose to say thanks. So there we go. Then we'll be even.
I'd like to say I could handle that. I've seen the pictures, and I've seen what people look like afterwards.
No, you can't think about it that way. You just got to enjoy it while it's going down and just deal with the bloat later on. That's just how it is. Yeah. So now you guys got to get away, and I think that's nice because, like, your kids are older, and that's one of the advantages of, you know, also if you get to travel with, like, extended family, or, you know, you're down there with a group, that sometimes, you know, a couple can get away and have an adult meal, which when you have younger kids, you don't realize what a luxury that can be.
Yeah, no, like I said, the kids know their way around the parks. I mean, they're old enough, and, you know, and they kind of enjoy having that freedom and just being able to go out and try something new, you know, and feel, you know, they feel important. They can take care of their own ordering. They can take care of their own bill and paying for things. And of course, you know, it's all going back to the room charge, Mike, you know that.
Yeah. When you're a teenager, it truly is a magic band, because boom, you buy something and there's no bill. I mean, you know, like when Paige, you know, started getting, we gave her like charging privileges at like 15 with the magic or the key to the world card, because it'd just be easier, you know, run across the street, you know, if I'm getting Casey's, run across the street and grab an ice cream, you know, that kind of thing. And yeah, it's totally magic when you're not the adult getting the bill at the end of the trip. We get the magic envelope on the door is what we get.
That's what I got. Yep. And you get to make sure you have to pay it once or twice during the trip too, because you hit the limit, you know.
Like, oh, it's not magic, it's not working anymore. Yeah, because we hit our limit. Let me fix that and it'll be magical again for you.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, with six of us, that happens fast. Yeah.
I can imagine. Well, so you guys have been so many times now, but like you said, you have new things you haven't tried, you're looking forward to. Besides Beaches and Cream, let me ask you, like, is there something that, you know, you're going this year? What's something that you haven't done besides Beaches and Cream, which still shocks me, that you're still like, I need to do this?
Yeah. Well, actually, one thing I just wanted to mention that we did do, Brian and I one morning, and you've done this before, but we did the Behind the Steam Engines tour.
Yes.
So we got to do that. Ginger and the girls went to the spa to have their nails done, and Brian and I did the tour, and that was a lot of fun. It was a small group, six of us. But, you know, you're in the Magic Kingdom, and it's before anybody, even before dining, starts going in. And it's just so nice to have all those pictures and just to kind of walk in and check everything out and, you know, see places that you've never seen in the Magic Kingdom.
Well, plus with you guys staying at Bay Lake Tower, you could almost see like back to the Roundhouse, I'm sure, almost from, you know, the building there.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't notice that from there, but
maybe not. Yeah, maybe it's a little further back.
I mean, this time we were only standard view. We're only on the second floor, so and we're inside, so we weren't going to get that view this time. But again, we used our accommodations, and you know, it was a short walk away, so we said this is the perfect year to do the tour.
So any hints for somebody that's considering that tour? Because again, you know, we love getting this out there. Somebody might be like, hey, because inevitably, when you're on a Walt Disney World vacation, this happens to me every time. We have that, it used to be Channel 19, but now they got DirecTV or whatever. I don't know what channel number it is, but it's like that slideshow with the soft music that we all love. And, you know, it says, you know, do this tour, you know, here's character dining, and it tells you how to do that. And the steam train tour is always one of the slides that pops up. And I finally got to do it. Pam got that for me for an anniversary gift, and I loved it. You know, even I'm kind of a train fan. I mean, I don't have like a huge like train collection or anything, but I'm a transportation guy down at Walt Disney World. But I thought it was super interesting just to hear how much work goes into something like just the steam train, which I think a lot of people take for granted.
Oh yeah. No, yeah, it really was. I mean, to see what they do to prep the trains each morning. A lot does go into that. And I mean, I take the commuter rail to work every day, so I'm kind of used to being on the trains every day. But Brian, he's always been a train person ever since he was little, you know, Thomas the Tank Engine, you know, he loved that. So he was always into trains. So he's wanted to do that for a while. So it was nice to finally get to do it.
And I think too, if you're looking for an introductory type tour at Walt Disney World, you know, you have the behind the scenes tour over at Epcot, but also the train tour, you know, not very expensive as compared to some of the other tours that are longer and a little bit more in depth. You know, it's kind of a good way to get your feet wet and kind of, you know, peek behind the curtain without spending a fortune. I thought that was a really good value.
Yeah, no, exactly. We had done the behind the scenes tour the prior year, which we really loved. And, you know, I mean, yeah, they're not, it's not the worst priced, you know, tours. And depend, you know, most of the people that listen probably can get discounts for those tours also.
That's right. You know,
between Disney Visa and AP discounts or DVC discounts, I mean, there's, you know, good chances for 15% savings on most of these tours.
That's right. And I have to tell you that back on April Fool's a couple of weeks ago, and I totally got beaten by this. And I don't know if you saw this, but I saw a post that said, because talking about discounts, I almost had a heart attack that day. Because again, we're the people out here pulling April Fool's jokes on our listeners, and I got it worse than anybody probably. But I saw that Tables of Wonderland had been cut to 10%, and you couldn't use it at like all these different restaurants.
Oh Jesus!
Did you see that? I was like, oh, this can't be happening. I need my Tables of Wonderland. Oh yeah. So you brought up discounts, and I just got a cold chill thinking about that post a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah, no, that definitely helps a lot. I mean that. That helps our dining, even, you know, something more expensive like Hoop Dee Doo. And we do the 4 o'clock show. We do the early show because it's 20% discount there. So, you know, it ends up being a good value.
That's right. And it's the same stuff. That's the whole thing is like, you know, I see that stuff and I tell myself that at Walt Disney World, time is a lot different than in the real world, you know, because I know some people end up with in ADR at like 8:10 or something, like they can't get anything else, but they want to go to a certain restaurant. You end up with an 8:10 dinner reservation. You know what though? At 3:30, go get an ice cream. You know, you're at Walt Disney World. Who cares if it's 8:10? You're having dinner. It's not the real world. You don't have to go to work the next day. So I think, yeah, like doing a 4 o'clock dinner, you know, early. Hey, you know, by 9 o'clock, you'll be good to go for some you know, ice cream somewhere around property.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of things to do, plenty places to eat.
That's awesome. Well, before we wrap up here, I do want to ask you, so you're going this summer, something you haven't done. What are you looking forward to?
Well, this is actually a big year for us. We have Ginger and I are going down in just actually 43 days now, the final weekend of Flower and Garden, to celebrate our 25th anniversary. So we're going down, just the two of us, to the Grand Floridian Villas. So we're looking forward to that. And then over the summer, we're going to Kidani for 9 nights. But we JetBlue kind of changed our flights a little, and we got them to move it for us by a day. So we're actually picking up another day and going to, we just rented two studios over at Polynesian. So, so we'll get to check that out. So we got a lot going on.
Man,
so it'll be a nice year. So
you're talking Grand Floridian, Polynesian, and Animal Kingdom Lodge. That's like the trifecta. Yeah. That's the Disney trifecta right there.
Yeah. So yeah, we're really excited. So we'll, like I said, we'll do a lot of different activities, you know, around where we're staying. We'll, you know, Grand Floridian, we'll definitely have some, you know, ADRs around there, and over at Animal Kingdom Lodge, there's definitely going to be Boma and Sanaa, and you know, get to Jiko for a little while, and you know, the Mara, and Polynesian, we'll hit Kona. So we'll definitely take advantage of our surroundings.
Okay, before we get out of here, because you are going to be staying at the Polynesian, very jealous this summer, but I can't wait to have you back on. You're on a live show. We'll definitely talk, and I love that because I love getting this out there. But, you know, obviously the Polynesian has gone through a huge transformation, and I think, you know, the worst of it's behind us. You know, the pool's still down, but it'll be back here shortly. And, you know, we have Trader Sam's now, very, very new, just, you know, a few weeks into its lifespan. And we have, you know, just a lot going on over there. But what do you think, you know, because I know you follow this stuff closely. What are your thoughts on the new lobby, the new vibe over at the Poly?
Yeah, no, from what I've seen, they've done a nice job with the lobby. You know, I know everybody was bothered about the water features and stuff, but it seems it feels much more open. And I mean, definitely can accommodate more people in there, but it feels more open and airy in there. So I think it'll be really welcoming. So I'm looking forward to that. And I did my first time going to Disney World in '82 was at the Polynesian. So you know, so I had, you know, it's a big change from when I was there the first time, but I think it was the right move for this time.
Yeah, we'll find out. I'm very, you know, again, I don't stay there, so I'm just a visitor that goes there and, you know, has to go to Kona as many times as I can every trip. Yeah. But, you know, I definitely like spending time there. I like the feel of the Polynesian, and I think that's going to be enhanced with things like Trader Sam's and just going by the Lanai and getting a Dole Whip now. And I just think, you know, I was a little worried at first because I like that 70s nostalgic feel that the original type places at Walt Disney World have, but you know, times change, and I guess we have to change with them. Walt said that, and, you know, I like that you have that attitude that, hey, it's not that bad. It could be really nice, and, you know, we'll get to see because you'll have firsthand experience with it. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say when you guys get back. We're going to have a lot of shows. You're going to have to promise me to come back on because we're going to have a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Yeah, the Imagineers, really, the last 5 years have really knocked it out of the park. I mean, their attention to detail has really been incredible. So, you know, you got to put a little faith in what they've been doing. So,
yeah, so true. And it's going to be an exciting time for you guys. And please do tell Ginger I said hello and the family. And Bob, thanks for coming on with us. Thanks for supporting us for so long. We really appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Anytime, buddy. And don't forget, today's episode brought to you by the good folks over at touringplans.com. So whether you're staying at the Grand Flow or you're over at the Polynesian or at the All-Stars, or hey, maybe you're even down on 192 at that hill, that place that with the helicopters next door to it that Len Testa stays at, it doesn't matter. Nobody wants to stand in lines, and you can get around those with a premium subscription to touringplans.com. Just do me a favor today. Drop by touringplans.com. Check out all the great trip planning tools they have for you. Some of those are even free. You don't even have to have a subscription. You can figure out how to get the cheapest tickets, and even more, you can see the crowd calendar, you know, and kind of get an idea of what the crowd's going to be like for your dates you might go down to Walt Disney World. But also, you want to make sure you get that premium subscription to touringplans.com. It's going to save you so much time on that trip, and it's very, very inexpensive. So check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com. Please do check out Magical Mouse Radio this week. We're at magicalmouseradio.com, where we stream Walt Disney World in-park audio and music tracks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's Spotify and Pandora for the Walt Disney World theme parks fan. It's going all the time right there for you. It's free. Check it out again, magicalmouseradio.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're at Be Our Guest Mike on Twitter. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And you'll find Bob over on the forums at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. One more time, don't forget, if you could drop by iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, we would sure appreciate that here this week. And also, don't forget, you can grab the show on Stitcher Smart Radio. There's a free app for that for all devices, Android and iOS. And you can also check out the show on TuneIn Radio. Again, iOS and Android device, free download app there too. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your week. Thanks again for checking in, downloading the show. Couldn't do it without you. Love talking Disney with you guys. So for Bob, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Work hard out there, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.